So our time together today began with the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, being proclaimed as the blessed one who has come in the name of the Lord. And our time today will end with the somber reality that Jesus was falsely accused, unjustly arrested, guiltless yet sentenced to death, beaten, tortured, scourged, made unrecognizable, murdered by his accusers. Palm Sunday begins with the waving of the palm branches and ends with nails driven through Jesus' palms. Both of these acts had to happen. And they had to happen in this way. During the course of time, 1 week, in between the time that Jesus entered Jerusalem and then the resurrection, so much happened. Jesus continued to teach and preach and perform miracles. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the thieves in the temple. He spoke again of his coming death and resurrection. He proclaimed that the temple would be destroyed and in 3 days that he would rebuild it. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. He celebrated the Passover and instituted the Last Supper. He prayed for you in the Garden of Gethsemane through incredible pain and anguish. He was arrested. He was crucified. He died. He was buried. And he rose from the grave. All of this took place in 1 week. Holy Week that we begin to celebrate today. So Palm Sunday is a day that we recognize the entire scope of what took place that week. And in that, and in particular, we consider two words in our time this morning. Two words. Praise and humility. Praise and humility. These are the two key words with the Messiah entering Jerusalem, riding on a young colt to resounding cheers, and then riding out on a beast of burden, carrying his own cross on the way to Golgotha. Praise and humility. We can begin to grasp the truth of his humility and the reality of his triumph by looking at the high place where he came down from, both heaven and the cross, and the exaltation from where he looked up from the depths to which he descended. Praise and humility. And with those ideas in mind, I believe St. Paul helps us to understand all that we do, hear, and experience on this Palm Sunday. In Philippians chapter 2, Paul says, "Know this and keep this in mind." He says, know this and keep this in mind. That Jesus emptied himself for you. God became a servant for you. The creator of everything gave up all that he had in order to bring you back into a relationship with him. God became man, humbled himself, and in order to make all of your brokenness right, he was perfectly obedient. Obedient to the point of death. Even the humiliating death of a criminal. Though, friends, we know that this death even the humiliation, the torture, and the misery of it was meant for something more. His death has brought us life and hope and a future. Because he died to reconcile our sins, we can live in a life of expectant glory. The sacrifice that Jesus made was for you. It was for me. It was for the entirety of the world. So because of that, every time we hear the name Jesus, we can bow our knees and our hearts and confess that he is Lord, and it is all to the glory of God. So on Palm Sunday, we come in carrying the cross, waving our palm fronds, praising God for victory through Jesus. But then we also leave with a very somber humility. This is the way of the cross. This is the way of Jesus. This, brothers and sisters, is the way of a Christian. And that isn't for everyone, is it? It can be a very long and hard road to take up our cross and follow Jesus, but it is a road and it is a journey that is worth everything. This is the way that it had to happen. Because forgiveness is not something that any of us could ever provide. Praise and humility. Praise and humility of and through the one who gave his life for ours, Jesus, the name that it is above all names. And so we continue now in our Lenten journey to the cross, being prepared all the while in that cosmic reality of our humble King. We learn praise and humility as the Holy Spirit shapes us into the cruciform Christians that Jesus meant us to be. And then as Paul says again in Philippians chapter 2, just after our reading this morning, verses 12 and 13, he says, Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who does the work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. In our praise and humility mindset, we are obedient, formed and transformed further into the image and likeness of God, thinking about the suffering servant of Jesus as the model, as the perfection. Yet, we work all of this under the umbrella of his grace. For it is God who always does the work. Jesus' example of humility and sacrificial love, the emptying of himself, is the shape of our praise and humility. By his actions, we are made more humble, more praiseful, more worshipful, and we may exalt the Lord all the more in our continued preparation for his coming resurrection. Amen.